This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning to you. Talk about an introduction. This song. It's an introduction to a cool song in a cool way. Good morning to you. All right, so drop of the week in about 5 to 7 minutes. But new quarterbacks coach, a guy named Scott Leffler, apparently a teammate of John Ritchie's.
He's not currently a teammate. He was my teammate.
Apparently your teammate.
He said apparently a teammate.
Oh, apparently, yeah. In 1993 and 94.
Wow.
Do you know him well?
At the University, of course.
How about that?
It's my buddy, man. Same year, we came in the same recruiting class at Michigan, and I spent a lot of time with Scott Leffler. We both stayed up at Michigan, up in Ann Arbor, after our freshman year for, I don't know. I mean, I worked at the golf course on the grounds crew that summer. He was staying up there that summer, also working and lifting and bonding. You know, that's like kind of what you do. And love him. Love Scott Leffler. Can't wait to reconnect and have a chance to just talk some football with
him. That's very cool.
Really good quarterback from Ohio and just a quality guy.
Wow.
And has had a lot of success coaching at Bowling Green now for the last 3 years. They were a bowl team at Bowling Green, which is certainly not always the case. He's been successful as a coach.
You know,
smart guy.
Good. I feel like a lot of times, so that'll be fascinating over, you know, the weeks and months and years ahead, you know, your interaction with him now that he'll be in Philly.
I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
He also spent a year at Temple, for what it's worth. So
wow.
He was in Philly for a moment.
Under
in 2011.
Who, James?
2011. So I'm not sure off the top of my head. That might have been
Golden.
Yeah, I was thinking it might have been. But
no,
11.
I think that's the in-between
might be
guy.
But in between, yeah.
Oh, not the DeRozio.
DeRozio.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Adazio.
That's all I refer to him as, that guy.
That guy. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know all these twists and turns in pro football, but I tend to think the college head coach becoming a quarterback's coach in the NFL is on the relatively unusual side. But, you know, listen.
Not if you want to get into the NFL.
Not if you're tired of the NIL stuff.
NIL is what I was going to say, Joe.
Yeah. And all that.
And it's interesting, though. It's not like he's like a 30-year-old college quarterback. He's a 50-year-old,
yeah.
I mean, college coach.
Well, and I'll add this also. I mean, look, a lot of things go up, right? Prices go up. But it does feel like the coaching contracts are going up. I mean, you know, you can make a very pretty penny as an assistant coach in pro football.
And the Eagles pay well.
And the Eagles certainly pay well.
They're not one of the cheaper teams.
They certainly pay well. So, all right, well, congrats to him. And we'll see, you know, him and Jalen Hurts and how it all works. And but, yeah, John's buddy becomes the Eagles quarterback's coach. All right, let's get to Justin in Tennessee right now. Hi, Justin.
What's happening, ladies and fellas? How you champions doing this morning?
Super, Justin.
All good, buddy. I did not actually have anything to do with it other than calling for the firing of Chip Kelly. And if you notice, since then, there has been a cascading effect that has led to two Super Bowls. So I actually will take
credit. Joe, we're all champions, all of us.
The way I, The way I see it, as much dadgum money as I spend on Eagles gear, I'm part owner. So
there you go. Good man.
But anyway, as far as Zach Bond goes, this is something that I thought of in the last few days. Like, everybody always goes on running backs, like the miles they have on them, you know, like where they play in college and all that stuff, and then their first few years and their next contract isn't as big. So what about Zach Bond? You know, most of his career has been as a primary special teams player up until now. So are the miles low on his tires relatively done?
I would think that is probable. But I don't know. John, what's your gut feeling on that?
He's got miles on the tires if he's been playing
less.
The special teams.
Yeah.
Those are hard reps when you're running down and covering kickoffs. But you've got less reps.
Yeah.
You know, those are excruciating reps, and those hits are bigger than most of the hits you're going to get as a defender. But, you know, when you got 13 a game or 15 a game as a special teams maven, that is different than 65.
I think it's an interesting theory, Justin. I really do.
That was just a thought that I had. And started watching the combine. James knows I'm a huge draft nerd and anything, but so James Pierce Jr. yesterday, fastest at the combine yesterday out of all defensive ends, 6'5", 250 pounds, 4.47. Edge rusher out of Tennessee. I know Derek Barnett didn't work out, but James Pierce, man, he's got the body of a Hassan Reddick. He is a beast, and he can flat get after it.
4.47 for an edge rusher is quick.
4.47. I mean, he was running like his hair was on fire, y'all. But
all
I
right.
have a real request of Devin real quick. She might want to change her name on Twitter to Undefeated, because we're still undefeated with Devin as the sideline reporter. So change it to Undefeated, if y'all know what I'm saying. And the best introduction of a character, in my opinion, is, I'm not sure if I can say it right, but Anton Chigrin in No Country for Old Men.
Anton Chigrin, yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, I'll get off. We'll holler at y'all later. Love you.
All right, buddy.
Heads Justin or tails, friendo.
Yes.
Was that the first time you see him in that movie? I don't remember the first time he's, like, introduced.
I think it's on the side of the road, isn't it, when he shoots the guy with his air gun?
Yeah, yeah. Either way, good answer.
Is the first scene with Walter White, is he in his tighty whities by the side of the road with that van?
Yeah, because it's a flashback. You see him, and then it flashes back. I believe it is. I believe it is, Joe. I'm not 100%, but I think it is.
The No Country for Old Men is a massive answer, though, with the nail gun. That's a showstopper.
All right, Ruben, be honest.
Yep.
What year, not age, what year, roughly, did you move... what we all grew up with that are of a certain age, the tighty whiteys
to either
boxers or boxer briefs.
Not till I was 50.
No.
Stop it. No
just
chance.
10 years ago?
50 years
ago. You were rocking tighty whiteys 10 years ago?
Ruben, you should be ashamed
Correct.
Of that.
It's embarrassing.
No,
it
you
is.
Should be embarrassed.
It's embarrassing.
That I can't believe you admitted
wow.
that.
Wow. I'm like floored by this.
Ruben.
I wore a jock for a long time. I felt comfortable like that.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
wow!
I actually, well, I'm not.
Ruben
get
Amaro, tighty whities.
I wore a jock for underwear.
Finally,
so what this means
50,
is when Ruben Amaro was general manager of the Phillies, he was rocking
only
the tighty whities.
That's correct.
Oh my God.
Ruben, that's
that's late.
It's a tough visual for folks. I bet.
I'm dismayed. I think
I'm dismayed
Joe,
too.
For me, it was.
I really appreciate you
was
saying
like
it.
1988.
Though.
Yeah, I was late 90s, so I felt late on my end, and Ruben's 15 years after that.
I was
9 years old, I was like,
wow. Okay.
Middle school, okay. it was 7th or 8th grade for me. That was a constant changing time, 7th, 8th grade. I'm glad that I made the change as a 7th grader.
What a subject.
To boxers.
Yeah.
It was more prevalent when we were younger. When we were younger, tighty-whities were more
briefs.
Of a thing. You
I
know?
Finally okay. found the right boxer brief that worked for me. And so I went
But
with
where
it.
Was the
was
boxer,
a buddy of mine.
Ruben?
Nah, boxer.
Where was the boxer?
Couldn't do the boxer. Couldn't do the boxer.
Well, that's problematic, man.
Nah,
tighty-whities are not cool. Tighty-whities were not cool for 30 years, and you were wearing them for that 30 years. Or maybe
I felt secure. I felt very secure with my tighty-whities.
Wow. All right. Fascinating.
That is good.
With that said, let's do what we do every Friday at this time. We have some fun. We have some laughs. Might be poignant. Who knows? With the drop of the week. Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Top of the week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. They are phenomenal with what they do, and of course, South Jersey's diamond destination. Seltzer, talk to us. What happened this week on our show?
All right, let's dive in. Let's start it off with your aesthetically pleasing take about the Tush Push. A lot of people thought it was soft, including our caller Seth, the great caller who said this.
Seth, good morning.
Unaesthetically pleasing.
Yes, sir.
That is spoken like a man that hasn't done a push-up in 20 years. That is such a soft thing.
Come on, man.
I mean, he's
pretty good.
Yeah, I've done some, but not many.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's keep it rolling at your expense. Some of your groin tears came up, and I had this line.
How do you blow out both groins when you're going so slowly?
Well, I had
like, there's
bust
no
it
explosiveness.
It was that freaking PAL game at
it's
the ballpark.
Like, how do you jog and tear a muscle?
They're really, really weak muscles.
I sprint it. No, James.
That was funny, James.
How many of these are going to make fun of me, James? I mean,
so on, this man. One actually, this one is
should
not making fun of anyone. Yeah, there are more with you. Don't worry. This one actually is a mea culpa because we got on Richie for something. Devin had a good line. It doesn't change Devin's line, but I think Richie was asking a different question than we were answering. Here is the eggnog thing.
Whatever the nog part is, I don't know what the nog comes from. The egg,
I think it's
nog.
Egg.
But nog?
I just got agreed.
I just got.
So we jumped in on that and made fun of Richie and all that. Richie was asking about the nog part, which actually comes from something different. It comes from an old wooden cup that they used to drink beer out of, hence the liquor part. So I got to give Richie a little credit. He was not, you know, that as wrong as we made him
so
seem.
So is that, so it was my bad.
Yeah, but it was still a funny line. So I think it's all good. You know, I think it wasn't just your bad. It was all of our bad, essentially.
Yeah, we were all on different pages there.
Okay.
All right, back to Joe. Like we like to do here. Joe, your dirty glasses, you had a very funny line just acknowledging quite how dirty they were.
Hold on. These glasses,
look at
these
you.
Quote,
dirty.
Reading
they're
glasses
dirty.
Dirty. Are opaque. It's actually impossible for light to pass through those glasses. Listen, those lenses.
I just don't understand it. Like, it's got to be so annoying to look.
So wash them. Wipe them off, man.
They're really dirty, and I don't do anything about it.
What is wrong with you?
It's horrible.
Look, so change it. They're on your face. Take them off and wipe them.
There are cleaners. They exist.
Do you need to, like, are you expecting someone else to do it for you?
There's just some things I'm very lazy about in life, and this is one of them. I'm just very lazy on that.
It's to the point where it might affect your driving. Like, it might affect your safety in public. I can imagine, eventually, that you will miss things that are flying at you. You will not see things because your lenses are so freaking caked with dirt and debris.
Can't hear.
I have no good comment.
I've never seen anything like this.
I appreciate you're just like, you're right.
No, I got nothing to say. I acknowledge it.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it rolling. I feel like the afternoon show takes tons of shots at us, and we keep it classy here. You know, we don't really take shots because we know we don't need to. You know, we're the big time. But I will say I appreciated when our caller, who called up to talk about meeting Busta Rhymes, just threw in a shot at Fritz.
My friend met me there, and we went up, and he was shirtless, and he was just chain smoking like menthols, and he was just like, it was a very intense moment. It's kind of like that moment when, like, when Fritz was trying to like ask AJ, like, well, how do you feel about the?
Yes, oh, so good, what a great
incredible callback.
Just taking shots at Fritz out of nowhere.
He really did.
That was great.
Yep.
All right, let's keep it rolling. We have a few more after this, but I think this one's going to win, if I had to predict. Joe and Barrett Brooks, this happened.
Good morning, Barrett.
Man, I love calling in you guys, but you guys are on my topic, man, and I've debated with myself. Who's the better out of the three?
You debated with yourself, Barrett?
I like that. Barrett, like, yelling at himself
really
in public.
I do other things with myself, and it's not debate.
Oh, my God.
We're not getting on those
topics, so. Oh, my goodness.
Is this PG-13?
I love Devin just going,
oh my God. That was a genuine shock right there.
Oh boy.
Joe always surprise us with the limits you're willing to
Joe
push.
Is not debating again.
Hey now. Hey now. All right, let's keep it rolling. Winner there. Barrett Brooks forgot about a show that's been off the air for like 4 years.
You ready for what do you do in the off season? I mean, I see
everything.
You
he does everything.
Yeah, you don't have an off season. Yeah, that's
Barrett
true.
Does
you're,
everything.
You're year round.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got Breakfast on Broad. I got, I mean, I said Breakfast. That's how I started
Breakfast on Broad.
Whoa! Oh, Barrett just made drop of the week. Might even be longer. Was it like 8 years since Breakfast on Broad?
That's wild.
It's been a while.
It's like saying,
he does it. It's his show. Or was.
It's like saying I'm on Evening Magazine. Was that the name of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
PM Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Evening Magazine.
Wally Kennedy.
I'm on That's Incredible.
Wow.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With John Davidson.
That's great.
In 1977.
And the baseball bunch. You know?
Oh, I love the baseball bunch. All right, three more to get to.
Yes.
Joe, you get ripped a little bit here. I'm going to give you a little credit here because this was every day you get the fact from Richie, and sometimes it's a little difficult to transition from the fact into the topic. This was a masterclass.
Many believe Alexander the Great, who you were speaking of yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah, Al Great.
Al Great might have been buried alive.
No.
Alexander might have been paralyzed, but not dead.
Wow.
He was just paralyzed. They couldn't tell he was still barely breathing.
Look,
and in a coma.
All right, fascinating fact. James, you know it is, you know, one of my responsibilities around here to pivot from fact to topic.
You ready? Sometimes you nail it, sometimes you don't.
Tell me if I nail it. You ready for this? You know who the city of Philadelphia had buried dead alive last year? Super Bowl winning coach Nick Sirianni.
Yes, Did I do it?
Thank you.
Honestly, might have been your best ever.
Thank you.
That was really good.
I gave you a standing ovation. That's how good it was.
I appreciate it.
Very impressive. All right, two more to get to. Tom and Dover talked about the Jalen Hurts show, and I've never heard anyone say it like this. Talked about if we're still around next week.
Yes, sir.
Joe, you better go back on your words, man, that you said about Jalen, man. It's real.
All right.
Tuesday or Wednesday, if I'm alive and you're alive, you better be praising.
Who says that?
Yeah.
I mean, he's right, but still, like,
you're right.
You don't usually
glass
say
half
that.
Empty, I think.
Yeah, exactly. All right, one more. When the hammer goes full on hammer, we're always going to play it. Here's the celebration from the tech.
Hammer! 5 for 5. This guy was the chump. He didn't get 5, right?
5-2.
Oh, yeah, hammer. Oh, man. You know what I thought of when I was sitting there feeling a little down about 5 minutes ago? And I'm not kidding.
Why are you sitting there feeling a little down?
On his ass. You know why? I thought, because I'm feeling a little low today, and I thought about the great Joe D, and of course the other great Joe D, and I thought about how DiMaggio said, there may be a kid out there that's never seen me play.
No, you didn't.
So even if I'm not feeling it, I'm bringing it! Hammer! DiMaggio! The two Joe D's! 276!
Dude. I mean, seriously.
Hey. What can I tell you, man? We're both great.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you're not on this level. Stop it.
All right, so
I think the master debater is the winner.
You want to play it one more time, James? Play that one more time.
Here we go. Hold on. Here we go.
Good morning, Barrett.
Man, I love calling in you guys, but you guys are on my topic, man, and I've debated with myself. Who's the better out of the three?
You debated with yourself, Barrett?
I like that. Barrett, like, yelling at himself
did you really
in public.
Do that?
I do other things with myself, and it's not dubby.
Oh, my God. But
we're not getting on
those
so.
Oh, my God is funny.
Oh, my God's funny, right?
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
All right.
So natural. Is that you or me?
Yeah, I think it's a co-winner.
That's a combo.
Split it.
Which is ironic for something you do by yourself.
Oh, my God.
Enough.
All right. Time's yours is up. And I meant you, everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the royal you, right?
Yeah, 99.9.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.